It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest lays out the challenges facing healthcare in rural Wisconsin.
First, last night, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett eased curfew restrictions for teens. The restrictions were put in place after a police shooting earlier this month sparked violence and unrest in the city.
The end of the curfew came at the same time as the Milwaukee Common Council delayed the release of a public safety plan, which is the result of an effort this summer by the council's public safety committee. The committee invited local law enforcement, corrections officials, prosecutors, judges, and youth advocates to a series of special meetings about crime after seeing increases last year. The plan was supposed to be released yesterday, but was instead released this afternoon.
Mary Spacuzza obtained a copy of the plan and reported on it. She joins us now. She is a reporter who covers politics and breaking news for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with a thumbnail sketch. We'll get into more of the details, but what's in this new plan?
It has a pretty broad range of recommendations that include those for the city of Milwaukee, for Milwaukee County, and even for the state. But it includes calling for boot camp style and rite of passage programs for at-risk youth, increasing the number of sheriff's officers or sheriff's deputies to patrol parks, more police officers, cutting down on electronic monitoring and having people stay in detention for longer periods of time. So it's really a pretty, it's got a lot of kind of what you would consider very traditional law and order, crackdown on crime type of recommendations, which obviously, you know, we've heard a lot about incarceration in Wisconsin and particularly in Milwaukee. So clearly that did raise some eyebrows among some of critics for those kinds of proposals.
Now, there were some interesting developments with the release of the plan itself. Originally, it was delayed. Its planned release wasn't happening on schedule, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did get an advance copy. How did that all work out?
How did we get a copy?
How did you get a copy before, I guess, it was released, it sounds like?
I don't think we'll exactly get into that right now, but I can say that I think that, you know, it was distributed to some folks who were presumably had some concerns about some of the recommendations, especially with the increasing detention, the boot camps, sharply increasing the number of police officers and sheriff's deputies. And certainly there are people who on the council, including the chair of the Public Safety Committee, who backs those proposals, but there are others who don't and think that that's actually going to, you know, worsen things instead of improving them. But we did get, you know, and it actually looks like the final plan, which now they're saying is really more of a conversation starter, and after these this summer of meetings, they now want to have essentially kind of public input. So they want to take this plan, and I think the president of the council, Ashanti Hamilton, called it a working document and really just kind of a conversation starter. So rather than a final plan, this is more of a, I guess, starting point now. And he did say that part of the reason for it being delayed was the incident in Sherman Park and how a lot of council members were obviously dealing with pressing issues and didn't get a chance to read the report and give feedback. So he did acknowledge that the incidents in Sherman Park contributed to the delay.
And there seems to be an emphasis on increased detention and maybe incarceration in the plan as it stands right now. More specifically, again, what does the plan call for?
So it says that it wants to reduce over-reliance on electronic monitoring of adults and youths, and it talks about how electronic monitoring has limitations, and essentially that if people can still commit crimes when they're on electronic monitoring, and essentially, I'm reading from the draft, so I would need to, I'm not sure if this wording is in the final report that was released today, but it said that those who have been arrested for serious crimes, including juveniles, should remain in detention until they are adjudicated, and basically those who have been convicted of crime should remain incarcerated until their sentences have been served. So essentially, they would increase the number of those who are incarcerated and limit electronic monitoring.
And as you were getting at a little before, Milwaukee does stand out as an epicenter for black male incarceration. Is this plan being seen at all at odds with a call to reform Milwaukee's criminal justice system?
Certainly, that's a concern that has been raised by critics who saw this and said, like, whoa, this is not what we, this is not the direction that we want to see things head in. We want to see fewer African-American males incarcerated, not more.
We're talking with Mary Spacuzza right now, reporter who covers politics and breaking news for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about the Milwaukee Common Council Public Safety Plan, which was released this afternoon. And Mary, what kind of response has the plan gotten, I guess, in specific from the county executive's office?
You know, the chief of staff sent a statement yesterday, and I'm hoping to follow up with them again today, but essentially raising some of those concerns. They said that they appreciated the, you know, dedication of the Common Council, but that they essentially cited concerns about police and community relations, incarceration, racial disparity rates, that essentially calling for solutions that go beyond more police and more incarceration, and the idea that they'd like to see alternatives to detention and as a way to improve public safety, but also get people out of jails and into work or community programs.
Now, the plan, at least the draft of the plan that you've reported on, didn't address the root causes of poverty and crime. And I know that's something the county executive's office has an interest in responding to directly. So is there a sense about how that conversation will go forward at this point? Just this plan doesn't seem to get at that so much.
Yeah, so President Hamilton mentioned at today's news conference that this is really a multi-pronged approach, and that this public safety action plan is only part of it, and that they're also working with pastors and religious organizations and community groups and want to work with MPS and others. So basically, I think he was trying to acknowledge that there are other routes to take to get at some of these root issues, and that this is really just one piece of it instead of the whole puzzle.
Let's look at another aspect of the plan. Young offenders. What does the plan say about how it hopes to address young offenders in Milwaukee County?
It talks about the boot camp style or rite of passage programs for at-risk youth. So it would basically be kind of a local boarding schools for reforming youth offenders. It also talks about alternatives to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, which I think a number of Milwaukee officials have already called for, of, you know, moving the youth who are detained up north to facilities closer and more, taking more of a regional approach so they wouldn't be, you know, 3 hours away, 4 hours away. And it also talks about kind of evaluating the juvenile justice system, that obviously is pretty broad of what that means.
And as you said, this plan and its approach to young offenders, it comes on the heels of this scandal at the Lincoln Hills juvenile facility. Is this the response? Do you think that will be, I guess, sort of leading the charge going forward, or will there be other aspects looked at?
Mayor Barrett had previously called for reopening Ethan Allen nearby. Others do not support that approach and want more kind of smaller facilities rather than the larger, what critics call warehousing. They've talked about regional approaches and keeping young offenders closer to their families. I think most in Milwaukee want to see an alternative to Lincoln Hills and an alternative to Copper Lake. I don't know that they have necessarily agreed on what that alternative would be, and obviously the big question is how to pay for it, because they've got to get the state to buy in to spend money on something like that.
You said earlier that at this point the plan has been released and it's being billed now more as a conversation starter than a plan that will go forward without a lot more input. So what might those immediate next steps be?
So they talked about having public meetings to get input from the community on the north side and south side, and really getting feedback from people about what they think about this. You know, obviously the budget is going to be coming up pretty soon, and anything that would be incorporated in this upcoming budget, and I don't think they have a ton of time to start having those meetings. And obviously this comes after a summer of these special public safety meetings. So, You know, I guess the question is, how many more meetings will there be if there's just two and they happen quickly enough that they could incorporate some of the suggestions into the budget? That would probably be more useful than if they, don't happen right away and they come too late for this budget.
Mary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Mary Spacuzza. She's a politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us there to talk about the Milwaukee Common Council Public Safety Plan, which was released this afternoon.